Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollack. We are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. This is an injury show that you listen to right here, and then they go into our website as podcasts, and you can listen to them there anytime or as many times as you want. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. These shows are injury shows, injury subjects. We do it every week. And why do we do this? We do this because we want to teach you and educate you and give you the information you need to maybe put you on a level playing field with the insurance company on the other side once you've been injured. There's an insurance company lurking behind the scenes. Sometimes they come to the forefront. Sometimes they don't. Always, they're ready to attack your case. Always, they're ready to take any action to try to reduce your claim, mitigate your claim, eliminate your claim altogether, and beat you. And you don't understand it that way because a lot of people come into our office and say, you know, wait a minute. The other person bought insurance. The person who hit me had insurance. That's what insurance is for, Mr. Bell, Mr. Pollack. That's what insurance is for. Why are they doing this? Why are they sending me to these defense doctors? Why am I having to jump through this? Why don't they just pay the legitimate claim? Why do they offer not even the amount of money of my medical bills because I have other injuries and losses as well in addition to my medical bills? Well, we try to answer all those questions on this show. And today we're talking about carpooling. It's back to school time. It's a timely subject. And last week, this is part two in a two-part sequel series on carpooling and back to school and ride sharing and those related subjects. And we do this because we give you a heads up. And you know, Brad, just maybe a little recap from last week. We told everybody that you got to have a neighborhood meeting if you're going to share days. You're going to drive the children to school or to extracurricular activities. Share days. Compare your insurance policies. Don't be shy. Have the adults get together in a home, whatever, Starbucks, and share your insurance policies and coverages so everybody knows. Then we got into the fact, Brad, that you need a little bit of an endorsement. Probably. There's some states the law is a little bit gray on that, but Farmers was one that issued it. USA issues it, and they do issue an endorsement for Uber, but we're talking about neighborhood back to school. So you need to check your insurance policy. You need to do it in writing, and if you need a ride sharing endorsement so that everybody's covered, that's what you need to do.
Right. Remember last week we talked about something very important when you're collecting money for driving. Now, a lot of you don't have a specific program where you collect money. You just do it out of the goodness of driving, saying, well, I'll just pick you up and take you. But if you are getting money or if you're paying money, there's going to be a line drawn by the insurance company as to whether or not you're doing it for profit. If the amount of money you're being paid is to share expenses, and you know, right now you probably are thinking, well, do expenses include depreciation on my car? Do expenses include the gas and gas? Does it include the oil? Does it include the wear and tear on my tires? And, you know, you can get into that, but you're going to have some reasonable formula that you're using. But if you're just sharing expenses, then you stay in the carpooling. If you start having a situation where the driver is getting or the owner of the car is getting more than expenses, or the driver isn't the owner, he's getting money for their time, now all of a sudden you're doing it for profit. And you've just moved out of carpooling into what I guess they would call ride sharing now, or into the Lyft or Uber type situation, where for sure an extra policy is needed. For sure you're in commercial venture. For sure you're not going to have coverage if there's an accident.
Right. We gave an example last week of sometimes, you know, these insurance companies look for exclusions, way to not pay you, way to not cover you. Even your own insurance company. And you say, how can that be? I paid them these premiums. Well, they look for exclusions. If it's excluded, they're not going to have to pay anything. They write you a letter and say under paragraph blah, 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 page 6, paragraph 12.3a, it says this type of arrangement is excluded and you're not covered. And then you have a problem. You need to solve these problems in advance. We gave you those tips last week, and we've covered a couple of them as a reminder right now. And so you need to make sure you have the insurance coverage. You need to understand right now, understand the facts that this may be a different flavor. The color of this animal, meaning driving to school or ride sharing or taking turns driving, may change. It may be a quasi or full commercial enterprise, and it may be excluded. Therefore, you need to check your insurance policies. All the parents need to do that. And then we covered last week, what if you, some parent can't make it and they say, I'm going to send my teenage son over to get all your children and they're going to take this, the person's going to take him to school. Is that covered? So now we're going to cover a little bit different angle or a different side of the insurance coverage issues. You know, Brad, let's take a look. Let's say there's an accident. That's our typical scenario. There's an accident. You got four kids in the car. They're not at fault. That driver's not at fault. The other driver's at fault. And so how does the insurance break down? Whose insurance policy goes first? And do the passenger's insurance policy, and they may be children, do their parents' insurance policy apply? So let's start breaking this down.
And that's going to be a big question, and a lot of that's going to depend on policy language. But we know for sure if you have an at-fault driver, the at-fault driver's policy is going to apply. That policy is going to cover whatever injuries the at-fault driver caused to anybody involved in the accident. If the at-fault driver has no insurance, then you're going to be looking to your own uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage, and you're going to be looking to your own driver's uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage as an occupant in the car. You're probably going to, or we're as the plaintiff's lawyers, we're going to look to, in representing injured people, we're going to look to stack that or include both policies. Normally, the insurance companies are going to try to avoid that, and they're going to want you to go to your own insurance company first. You being the occupant in the car, they're going to want you to go to your own insurance company first. They're going to try to avoid having all those policies and all the people make claims against the driver's car. So you're going to have a situation where, and obviously if you have no insurance as the passenger of the car, then you're going to look at the driver of your own car to look to their policy under their UM/UIM policy. Something very important you've got to remember. If, for instance, and a lot of times this is recommended, if you start driving in this kind of carpool arrangement and you're and you have a person who's the primary driver, drives most of the time, and you're just pitching in money for expenses, that person may go out and get what they call an umbrella policy. You've got to be careful on the umbrella policy. You've got to ask to see the umbrella endorsement, or you've got to impress on the driver or the owner of the vehicle who's getting the umbrella policy, you must have an endorsement to cover underinsured and uninsured motorists.
Right. On the umbrella policy, it has to specifically say it covers UM/UIM. You know, I tell you what, UM, uninsured motorist coverage, UIM, underinsured motorist coverage is so, so important. It's so important we wrote a book on it. It covers the name of the book is Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. Even though it deals with a hit and run, the last half of the book deals with insurance coverages and what you need to do when there's either no insurance by the person who hits you. They could be a hit and run, or they could say, well, I'm sorry, we don't have insurance. They could stay at the scene, so I'm sorry. Or they can give you an insurance card, what happens a lot, and it's already expired. The insurance expired 2 months ago. That can happen. So this book that we've written, you can have it free. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download an e-copy of any of our books. That is just one of our books. You can get the step-by-step procedures on how you protect yourself on UM and UIM coverage. UIM means underinsured motorist coverage, meaning the person who caused the accident doesn't have enough insurance. Maybe they have the state minimum of $25,000, does not have enough insurance to cover all the liability parts. And that happens a lot, especially when there's multiple occupants, like there would be when maybe an adult and some children in a car going to school, going to an extracurricular activity. So the at-fault party hits you. They only have $25,000 insurance. That's total for everybody. And you say, what are we going to do? And as Brad was just covering, so let's just break this down. You're in that car. You're the driver of that car. You're the parent of that car. There's four children in the car. Let's just assume, I hope it never happens, but let's assume everybody's injured in one form or another from this horrible accident. The at-fault driver only has $25,000 of liability insurance. That's not enough. Maybe somebody's medical bills are already up to $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. So the $25,000 isn't going to be able there to pay one person, much less pay every person. So what do you do? And good lawyers start to look for and find the insurance coverages. So, you know, as Brad just said, if the at-fault party has some insurance, so then that means it's not a UM uninsured motorist event, it's a UIM, underinsured motorist event. So you look to the driver's uninsured motorist policy, and you say, wait a minute, why does everybody make a claim against my policy? That's the way the law works. And so the passengers, every one of them can make a claim against the driver's underinsured motorist coverage. Let's say you have insurance with XYZ company, and you're the driver, you're the parent, you're the responsible person, and so they can look there. And we're going to get to MedPay in a minute. We're not there. But what do the passengers do, Brad? If their children or even another adult in the car, can they go to their own insurance company for UIM, underinsured motorist coverage?
Well, they should, and yes, they can, and they should go to that. You should make sure if you're a family that drives and you do have a member of your family carpooling, but you have other cars and vehicles, you should make sure that you have a stackable policy for your UIM motorist coverage. And when we talk about stackable, it means that you can add that on or stack it on top of any other coverage that's out there. You want to make sure you have this kind of coverage. Insurance companies try to avoid giving that kind of coverage. If your deck page has the word included on it under the premium side or doesn't show a separate premium being charged, then you're going to want to immediately get in touch with your insurance person and talk to them about that, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to stack or add on all the policies.
Right, and certain language says you can't stack it. Certain language says you can stack it. That's very critical. You need to get that clarified right now. You need to get it clarified at the family or neighborhood meeting where you all are going to share rides or trade drivers, or somebody's going to have Monday, somebody's going to have Tuesday, et cetera. You need to get this squared away. And if you have any questions, you can always call our law firm at any time. It's 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. You're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. This is the only show of its kind. We're glad to do it. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollack. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company, and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollack, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollack. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollack.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollack on Facebook, and you can follow Bell & Pollack on Twitter. Bell & Pollack, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. We are injury attorneys. We have over 30 years of experience each helping individuals put their lives back together again once they've had a trauma, an incident, an accident, a motor vehicle accident, a car crash, a truck crash, a motorcycle crash, a slip and fall. We've been doing these cases for over 30 years. You know, you can put our experience to work for you. If you come into our law firm, you get a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. We preach this. It's so important. And so that's free. It's a no-brainer. You'll understand what you need to do. You'll understand what the insurance company is going to try to do. You're going to understand their strategies and their game plan to beat you, and they will try. And you're going to understand what you need to do to protect your rights, maximize your recovery, hopefully recover from this as best you can, and move on down the road and make sure you have a fair, justiciable outcome to your situation. Okay, today we're talking about back to school, and we're talking about ride sharing and insurance coverages. So right before the break, we were talking about how does the insurance policies apply. So, Brad, if you got passenger number one and passenger number two and three and four, so passenger number one can make a UIM claim, underinsured motorist claim, against the driver's insurance company, and also can probably make a claim, a UIM claim, against their own UIM car insurance company, and that would apply to each passenger, right?
Well, you most certainly want to do that. And one of the reasons you want to do that is, once again, if you've got passengers one, two, and three, and maybe a fourth, and now you've got five people in the car, you want to make sure that there's enough money to go around and take care of everybody's injuries and everybody's losses. If you find yourself having to share in what's there for the driver, or if for some reason prior to entering into the carpool, the driver presented you with and you signed some kind of waiver or indemnification or some kind of other document that releases a driver from responsibility or liability, then you want to make sure that you have your own policy taking care of you. Passenger number one, your own policy is going to take care of your injuries, damages, and losses if you've got it in proper place. And that you have to depend on your agent to do the right job. Passenger number two, you cannot use passenger number one's insurance to get any type of coverage. You're not going to be able to. Your only insurance, passenger number two, is going to be your own. It's going to be the driver of the car in which you were in under a UIM claim, and it's going to be the at-fault party. That's the place you can go. You can't go to any of fellow passengers. A driver of the party of the car, you're going to be able to look to your own policy only. You're not going to be able to look to any of the policies of the other passengers in the car. So, you know, it's important that, you follow that same old adage that you need to follow at any given time of protect yourself.
Exactly. And we're going to add a little twist to that in a minute. You're going to understand even further. It's going to be more clear or clearer to you once we add this extra twist. But for right now, we're covering these insurance policies. And, you know, it's sad because it happens all the time, especially when there are multiple occupants in one car, they're all injured and they're not at fault, and especially when there's more than one car. I mean, you have a three-car accident, and they say, well, my total limits are $2,550, so I'm limited, and one person's medical bills are $60,000, they're going to have neck surgery, and it's $150,000, but there's not enough money to go around. And people tell us time and time again over the years, they tell, you know, I can't believe that. I can't believe there's not enough insurance. Do you mean the Colorado State statute says the minimum is only $25,000, $50,000 total for the accident? I can't believe that. Why isn't it higher? Well, that's all for the legislature. The situation is now that's what it is. And so you can protect that. You can solve that problem by getting the highest UIM coverage you can get. So, Brad, let's give it a little bit different twist here. And you covered passengers 1, 2, 3, 4 really well. Let's give it a different twist. Let's say they're in four passengers in a car. It's a ride-sharing agreement arrangement, and there's an at-fault party that hits this car, injures everybody in the car. And let's say that the at-fault driver is at fault, but let's say also the driver of the car with the passengers is partially at fault. And they're going to blame them. And then what do you do? Then how does that work out?
Now you've got a whole new set of circumstances, and that's where you want to make sure that the driver of your car has sufficient insurance. Once again, the ultimate protection is your own underinsured motorist protection. But at that point, to the extent that your own driver was responsible or had some percentage of responsibility for the accident, then that percentage is going to be taken away from you also against the at-fault driver, against the third-party driver who is in a separate vehicle. So now let's say the person who caused the accident and is in the third car, the separate car, let's say that person was 70% liable and your own driver is 30%. You now are going to have to look at your own driver for 30% of your damages, injuries, and losses, as will every person in the vehicle, in the carpool vehicle, have to look to their own driver for 30% of the negligence or 30% of the damages that everybody incurred. The 70% is still going to be the at-fault driver, but you can see right now that now you've got yourself looking at trying to hold the separate car responsible for 70%, you're going to be holding your own driver responsible for 30%, and you're going to be having to look at your own underinsured motorist coverage to see to what extent the 30% injuries, damage, and losses aren't covered by your own driver's negligence, or the 70% of damages caused by the extra car, by the other car, is not available to cover your damages on their policy.
Right, it becomes quite complicated, and as you know, as mathematicians like to say, the permutations are monotonically or otherwise increasing, and it becomes very, very critical. The other point is, look at the emotional side of the situation. Now you're sitting there. Let's say you're a parent of one of the injured passengers' children. You're the parent, and the driver of the car your child was in is also partially at fault, and the at-fault driver. Well, you make a claim against the at-fault driver for sure, and their insurance company. And then find out how much insurance they have. But do you make a claim against the driver? And it's very difficult sometimes because people say, well, wait a minute, that's our friend. That's our neighbor. They live right next door to us. I mean, I can't make a claim against them. I mean, do you mean we have to make a claim against them? We have to claim against an insurance company? And if you want to be protected, the answer is yes. There's other factors that go into that, obviously, and resolving it, et cetera, on an amicable basis. There's ways to do that. Sometimes those ways don't work, and you're faced with a more difficult situation, but the emotional side of this, Brad, if you have a car sharing or car ride sharing arrangement at school, everybody knows everybody, and the families know, and the parents know, and now all of a sudden you can make a claim against the driver, which is in pure law, that's the claim that should be made also.
Well, and you've got to be worried about certain things, and one of them is, has that driver presented you with a waiver or a release? Did you sign something waiving or releasing them from any kind of potential liability? A lot of times these are given in advance, and they're structured that way. The other thing you have to worry about is you're saying, oh, this is my neighbor's son who is 18 or 17 or 18 and driving in high school and is driving other people and dropping them off at junior high or high school before classes and after classes, and they're driving. Now you've got another concern, or a 16 or 17-year-old for all that matters. Now you've got another concern. What is that concern? The concern is – The advice you get, a lot of agents give the parents, is that they should establish the car and the insurance being in that teenager's own name. So that teenager's policy is something affordable, a $25,000 limited policy. If it's a $25,500 limited policy, even though you're saying, oh, my neighbor is well insured and it is well to do and gets, and I'm not worried about it, and I don't have to go through all these problems of asking to see their policy and asking to verify what kind of coverage. You know, people out there follow the advice of their agents quite often, and quite often the agent's advice is one shifting or getting rid of liability and leaving injured people without coverage. And of course, agents quite often can justify it by saying you should have gotten your own coverage if you wanted to make sure you're taken care of.
Right, and so we preach this all the time. You need to raise your limits on your own UIM coverage and UM coverage as high as you can afford. You're going to be surprised how cheap it is. You're going to be happy that you did it, and I hope this never happens to you, your family. But if it does, then you have this protection, because it is too late. It is too late when you walk into our office and we say, well, what was the insurance policy for the at-fault driver? And let's say we figure that out. It's the minimum $25,000. The injuries are much more than that. And then we say, well, we've got to go to your own UIM policy. Well, I didn't know that. Well, my agent told me I didn't need it, but I could save me money by not even buying it. I waived it. Here's my signed waiver. And you're out of luck. So you need to listen to these shows. You need to listen to what we tell you to do. You need to increase your UIM coverage as high as possible. And you know, Brad and I have been preaching this for years, but we also say we don't run an insurance company. We don't sell insurance here. So we have no financial interest in you buying more UIM insurance. We don't have that interest. What we do have an interest in is you. What we do have an interest in is your safety and your ability to protect your family and recover money. Because that's what it comes down to, payment of medical bills, payment for your injuries. Maybe you can't work. You know, some people walk into our office at Champions of the People, at our website, championsofthepeople.com, Bell and Pollock. They walk in our office, and they're never going to work again. Some of them are only going to work part-time. It's tragic. It's sad. And if that's going to happen, then you need to take the action in advance to make sure that you've got the insurance coverages you need.
And start this off with your MedPay, folks. You know, start it off with your MedPay. It's very, very important you deal with MedPay. Now, I want to address, because you face it all the time, where the insurance agent looks and says, you don't need MedPay, or save a few bucks on MedPay, or you don't need it that high. You've got health insurance, don't you? And, oh, yeah, I've got health insurance, so it's taken care of. But then you find out your copay, your deductible, is a high one, $5,000, $10,000. That you have before, or the copays have to hit $10,000 before you get full coverage, okay? And that's per year. And so now all of a sudden you think everything's wonderful, and the week before Christmas, there's an accident, and a person that's covered under your health insurance is hurt that also would have been covered under MedPay if you'd have had it. And you're listening to your agent who said, "I don't worry about it. You got insurance." Well, guess what? The first $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 of that health insurance is not covered, not only for December of 2016, but when you start getting medical care in January and February 2017, you got a new deductible, folks. So now all of a sudden you're sitting there saying, "Boy, I sure wish I would have gotten that $25,000 in MedPay. I wish I would have had it." Now, obviously it can extend out, but I tell you that at a minimum, start with the understanding that your MedPay should cover at least 2 years of your deductibles and copays. Try and get it at least to that point.
Right, and we don't even have time on this program to go through subrogation and all those ins and outs, so we got a break coming up, but you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, big ones, medium ones, small ones, and we do them very, very well. Bell and Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When you've been injured, the last thing you want are complications. You don't want medical or legal complications. But sometimes the injuries just won't go away. The symptoms persist. Your work is affected, and your life is affected. And you hoped it would just all go away. Worse yet, the insurance company won't pay you. Sometimes the strongest thing you can do is ask for help. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We can give you strength when you need it. Legal strength to fight the insurance company, and legal strength to get your life back together again. At Bell & Pollock, we have over 25 years of experience representing injured victims just like you. You need attorneys who actually care about you. Attorneys who are experienced fighting these insurance companies. Welcome to the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys who care about you, the injured victim. Our website is bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. You can find Bell & Pollock on Facebook, and you can follow Bell & Pollock on Twitter. Bell & Pollock, true champions of the people. 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys, and we do the show as an informative community information show to help you get the information you need to protect yourself, protect your family. If you ever have any questions, just get a hold of our law firm. You can call us 303-795-5900. You can email us. And in the mountains is 970-870-8989. And our website, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, Brad, we don't have much time left, but the main overriding theme is we covered all these permutations of what could happen with passengers' UIM coverage. People have to increase their UIM coverage.
Absolutely. Increase that coverage and also pay attention to your physical damage coverage. If you're meeting at a common place, leaving your car there, like at a grocery store or on the side of the road or at a public parking place, and going and then leaving for the day, your car is subject to higher vandalism. Don't forget the physical damage that might happen to your car then.
And don't forget the MedPay. We've done shows on all of these subjects. We're glad to help you. Bell and Pollock, give us a call, 303-795-5900. 5900. Go under our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download any of our books for free. We'll see you next week.